Christopher Cruz, the death toll from flash floods that raged through central Texas Friday has now risen to 80. The search is on for many more missing, including 10 girls from Camp Mystic, a summer sleepaway camp wiped out by the flooding. Governor Greg Abbott says, unfortunately, heavy rain could continue to fall into Tuesday.
There is heavy rainfall that's already occurred, and there is more heavy rainfall that's expected that will lead to potential flash flooding.
Questions are being raised about the timing of warnings that flooding was expected in Kerr County.
Officials evaded questions from reporters Sunday as to how soon residents were made aware by local agencies of flooding conditions.
We don't want to speculate. You know, at this time, we know there's a lot of speculation and question around it. Again, there's going to be a full review, you know, of this so we can make sure that we focus on future preparedness.
President Trump dismissed on Sunday a question about recent cuts at the National Weather Service.
Are you investigating whether some of the cuts to the federal government left key vacancies at the National Weather Service or in the emergency coordination?
No, they did not. They did.
Karen Wall, CBS News. Kerrville, Texas.
The president has announced on social media that letters will be sent at noon on Monday to some of the nation's trading partners. Kevin Hassett is the director of the National Economic Council.
There are going to be deals that are finalized, and then there are going to be letters that are sent to countries saying, here's how we think it ought to go, because the deals aren't advanced enough.
He spoke on Face the Nation. The letters are an effort to pressure other nations to make a trade deal before the president's 90-day pause on tariffs ends on Wednesday. New York Democratic Congressman Tom Suozzi, also on Face the Nation, says there are parts of President Trump's tax and spending cuts bill he supports, but he objects to tax breaks for the rich.
I like the idea that we're investing more money to secure the border. I like the idea that we are providing tax breaks to lower income folks, but why would we be providing tax breaks for some of the wealthiest Americans in our country while blowing a massive hole in the deficit?
It was mostly smooth sailing during the extended 4th of July holiday throughout the country, says CBS's Elise Preston.
A summer surge of travelers at airports and on roadways across the country in what's shaping up as the busiest 4th of July in 15 years. A projected 72 million Americans exercise their freedom for fun by making a holiday getaway. Passengers flow through security checkpoints, and if Sunday tops more than 3 million people screened, it would be the busiest single day in TSA history.
There were about 200 flight delays at Chicago's O'Hare after thunderstorms forced a brief ground stop. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
Investigators have made a grim discovery during the search for a New Yorker who disappeared in the Turks and Caicos.
Brian Terrence was on vacation with his wife and was last seen on surveillance video walking away from his hotel early in the morning of June 25th. Police have been searching for him ever since, and a private investigator was brought on to assist. On Saturday, the Royal Turks and Caicos Islands Police Force again organized a search and within hours said they found the body of a deceased male in a decomposed state. They have not yet established, however, if the body is Terrence's. The private investigator has said there was nothing thus far to point to any criminality in the case. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Terrence and his wife of 1 year recently moved to Manhattan. Crew members of a Liberian-flagged ship set ablaze by a series of attacks in the Red Sea abandoned the vessel Sunday night as it took on water. It's the first serious assault by Yemen's Houthi rebels in the vital corridor after a months-long campaign. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN Weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a few sprinkles, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low around 63. Mostly sunny, mid-70s on your Monday. Tuesday, a few showers and storms with a high around 83. Showers and storms again possible for Wednesday with a high near 82. That's your forecast. Currently, 66 degrees.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes. But it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Come on.
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
tonight. I've taken everything in sight. I'm tipping the strings of my kite. I'll just take your glasses.
Surely die. Darling, there will never be. not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Used to make me smile, and I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? Be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before. But the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
She stuck close to me. she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
So I asked to see her next week, and she told me I could.
I asked to
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
Cause it wouldn't be right. get around, round, round, I get around.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel, bag it, go
garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought her walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. And I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode. Playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like you should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's